Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Neil Chrisley. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Cox. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Johnny Cox. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball four. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to third. Ned Garver now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Kaline moves to second. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maxwell tags and scores. Kaline tags and moves to third. Cash tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is walked intentionally. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez bunts towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Kaline scores. Cash moves to third. Bowling moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yost is hit by the pitch. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Chrisley hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Yost moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Yost scores. Maxwell scores. It's 6-0, Tigers. Bob Trowbridge now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Harry Chitee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chitee takes first base on ball 4. Seaburn moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Chrisley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fernandez strikes out. Two outs. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0-for-1 in the game. Aguirre is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Trowbridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trowbridge is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Chrisley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. Yost moves to second. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. There goes Carey trying to get to home. Kaline throws the ball into Bowling, who relays the ball to Wilson, who tags Carey, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. Harry Chitty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chitty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chitty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Chitty reaches second base with a double. Seaburn scores. It's 6-1, Tigers. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn juggles the ball. That's an error on Seaburn. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Chitty and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Trowbridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trowbridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Trowbridge is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Hamlin moves to third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hamlin scores. Tuttle moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-2, Tigers. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. It's 6-3, Tigers. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Aguirre. Carey moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Seaburn hits a line drive towards first. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0-for-2 in the game. Aguirre is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chrisley hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chee-Tee hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Williams reaches second base with a double. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Bob Bruce now pitching. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Bauer moves to second. It's 6-4, Tigers. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Bob Trowbridge. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bauer moves to third. Herzog moves to second. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Bauer scores. Herzog moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Tigers. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herzog scores. Tuttle moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 6, Athletics, 6. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Whitey Herzog now playing right field. Bob Johnson now playing shortstop. Leo Keeley now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cash is called out on strikes. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Marty Cutina now pitching. Steve Bilko pinch hits for Chico Fernandez. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Casey Wise now playing shortstop. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chiti bunts towards the mound. Bruce fields it and throws to first for the out. Seaburn moves to second. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to third. Williams moves to second. Marv Throneberry pinch hits for Marty Cutina. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Herzog is walked intentionally. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Bud Daly now pitching. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Yost hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chrisley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 6. the Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cash is called out on strikes. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the mound. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chee-Tee hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bruce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bruce takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Yost strikes out. 2 outs. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chrisley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herzog moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. Herzog moves to third. 2 outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Cash is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chee-Tee bunts towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowling covering, for the out. Seaburn moves to second. 1 out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seaburn moves to third. 2 outs. Hank Foyles pinch hits for Bud Daly. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.